Tuesday, Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, as always, a pleasure to have you on, my friend. How are you?
Hey, happy to be here. A really busy week. Busy 2 days to start the week this week. So,
of course, Dave's appearances are brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Make sure you stop by and say hello to Jim and Bob and the entire gang. We had Jim Vandermark on with Vandermark Jewelers last Wednesday when we were over at Piggy's Main Street Market in South Amherst. It was a lot of fun to catch up with Jim, and well, all the more reason we need to tell you to head on down to Vandermark Jewelers, because when you walk into Vandermark Jewelers, you'll have a wonderful experience. And every time Dave O'Brien is in studio, we have a wonderful experience. Well, a not-so-wonderful experience in Oberlin today, and well, it seems like about half of the Chronicle Telegram staff is down there.
Just about, yeah. It's we're responding, you know, as we do when we see, when we see police and fire and a lot of concern down there about what is looking more and more to be a, an exposure to fentanyl, suffered by potentially a police officer and some other folks that it might have spilled over to the hospital. So we're hoping everybody comes out of it okay. But we have at least two reporters and a photographer, and then several other reporters at back at our headquarters here in Elyria making phone calls. And so we're on top of it, and keep checking with Chronicle Telegram Facebook page and ChronicleT.com for more updates on that situation.
Yes, yeah, certainly. We'll keep an eye on that and try and follow that as closely as we possibly can. And, boy, a number of things we want to discuss today. Boy, first and foremost, over the weekend, you had the opportunity to attend that 911 Center open house, and certainly look like it's a pretty cool facility they've got ready to rock and roll. So what were your major takeaways from putting this particular story together?
You know, this facility, and if anybody out there ever has an opportunity to just go and take a tour, A really impressive building, a really impressive facility. It used to be a call center, and it was bought, bought by the county and kind of transformed into this, 911, facility. And man, it's really impressive on the inside. Plenty of room to grow. The county spent about $1 million in the build, just kind of bringing it up to, making sure it was up to code and putting in all the required, lines and all that kind of stuff, and the build itself was about $1 million, and then there's a couple million more dollars worth of equipment in there. It is really an impressive facility. I mean, it's got backups on backups, so that 24/7, 365, 911 emergency dispatch can be in Lorain County. Lorain County's had 911 service for about 30 years. They used to have a facility over on Gateway Boulevard, which is now a backup facility for this one. And it's right up there off of Burns Road. I mean, you can see it from Abbey Road. Big big tower outside. You can't miss the radio tower there. It's just a really neat facility, and it's really interesting to see how the dispatchers, stand in there or sit in there and do their work. And so if you ever get a chance to go check it out, like I did this weekend, and grab a couple hot dogs on the county dime. I didn't have a couple hot dogs. I'm not saying that I did that, but they had some food and beverages out there and some emergency management, folks were out there, and we got tours from county staff, and it was just really interesting to see kind of the inner workings of these kinds of things that you don't normally see.
Yeah, seeing the pictures, it looked like a lot of technology in there. Did they kind of show you like what a process would be when the dispatcher takes the call and all?
Yeah, there's all sorts of maps and not a whole lot of buttons, but you might have. Six or eight computer screens, and one's got all your fire, little emojis, but your little symbols and everything on there. And then there's another screen that's got a GPS that tracks where all the police cruisers, and where all the police units are, throughout the county, so you can send the closest person, and it's really. It's really fascinating how, I don't think I could ever multitask. I mean, if we could clone some, octopus people and have eight arms doing all the things, sure, and answering the phones at the same time. I mean, that's a stressful job, and dispatchers deserve a lot of credit for what they do. It's a very difficult job, but there are some that are just that excel at it. Yeah. So.
a lot of attention to D. I actually applied to be one right out of college when I graduated, and I like went in for the initial test and was like, this isn't for me. I don't want somebody's death on my hand. They were like, what color was the shirt they were wearing? Like, they have to get all this information so fast.
Yeah, the aptitude test is, I was told, really difficult. But there are people, I've known people who've been doing it for 10, 15, That's 20 cool. years. And they just absolutely excel at it.
Yeah, I'll say that. Coming out of that room, I have a lot of respect for those dispatchers and what they do.
What was the coolest part of that tour for you? You were talking about some of the elements a couple moments ago, I think, being able to see where some of the cruisers were on the screen. I thought that was pretty interesting. To you, what was the coolest thing about taking that tour? Anything in particular really stand out?
Well, like I was saying, they have multiple redundant systems, in case the internet goes out. Well, there's two fiber lines that go into the building, so you can swap over to one while the other one gets fixed. There's two generators, one that runs on natural gas, one that runs on gasoline, and then there's battery backup. So let's say the lights go out, the power goes out, you have batteries that can run for a certain amount of time, so that while you get the power restarted, wait for the generators to kick in, they can do that. There's also just what looks like this little like kind of life pod capsule in one room, and that's your tornado shelter.
Wow.
So for the dispatchers in the unfortunate, unlikely, or hopefully never happens event that a tornado kind of finds its way through Elyria, that all the dispatchers at the last moment can go get inside this basically steel container, shut the door, it's bolted way down into the concrete, ride out the storm there, come back out and start taking calls again. So I got to walk around in that, and that was pretty fantastic. It was a real in-depth look at just how, these things that we often take for granted,
sure,
how they operate.
Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us on the Local Beat. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Boy, another story that you were pretty busy with over the weekend. Lorain County Drug Takeback Day. We discussed this just a little bit last week. What stood out to you about the results of that and the entire day and the festivities surrounding it?
Yeah, this is something the county and the DEA and many of the police departments in the county do about twice a year now. So since 2009, I guess it's been done. In talking with Chief Deputy Dennis Kavanaugh, he said they were probably done it about, 19, 20 times at this point, two times a year ever since 09, so that my math about figures out. And he said that, every 6 months or so, they'll collect at least 2 tons of unwanted, unused, expired prescription medication. They don't take needles or sharps or anything like that, and then try to stay away from liquids as well, to again prevent sort of the same kind of thing that we might have seen here in Oberlin, prevent exposure, and you don't want stuff spilling on all the rest of it and creating kind of a sludge of medications. But they collect, and this is mostly pills, and they're also collected from all the 16 drop boxes, many of which are are in the lobbies of the police departments around here. Elyria has one. I was just at Avon PD the other day. They have one. Oberlin and many of these other, many of these other jurisdictions have these drop boxes. Well, all of that gets collected over time, and then it's all added up at the end of that 6 months. So once in April, and then once again in October. And this time, for the entire year of 2019, and there's still time to go. We still have 2 months to go. That stuff will all be collected, will all be counted next April. But you're looking at pretty close to 5 tons of medications that have been brought in and disposed of, and they'll be disposed of safely. The DEA will truck them away and incinerate them, that have been disposed of by people in Lorain County, and anybody who maybe is passing by and saying, oh, I've been meaning to throw this in the drop box, and toss it away. So that's 5 tons of medications this year alone that are not getting in the hands of kids. They're not being diverted, to people who are selling them out on the street illegally. They're not being accidentally taken by somebody who isn't, maybe wearing their glasses, or, we've all kind of been bleary eyed and been like, oh, take a couple Tylenol and you run in the cabinet, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's not that. It's not going into the water supply. So you're not pulling fish out of Lake Erie with, you know, with antidepressants or, you know, or synthetic hormones in them. It keeps the waters clean. It keeps the animals healthy. It keeps people healthy. It keeps, you know, people from getting arrested, from overdosing accidentally, from overdosing intentionally, from children accidentally, you know, taking something that they think is candy and it really isn't. It's a program that's been going on again for, you know, since 09. And it really seems to, people really seem to have gravitated towards it as a way to kind of keep their communities more safe.
One more thing to get to before we get into the scanner stories. What do you know about the Elyria supply yard thefts? Pretty interesting stuff here.
This was an interesting one. And when I was working on Saturday, this is a gentleman, Todd Patton, who police identified him as a suspect in what might end up being a series of thefts from supply yards, especially up on Griswold Road. There's a couple of them up there. Basically, he had gone in and allegedly taken some roofing material, and according to Elyria PD, was then trying to sell it to some gentlemen he didn't know were undercover police detectives. Who actually talked him down a little bit from his price. He had stolen about $3,000 worth of roofing products, and was looking for only a couple $100, you know, from a buyer. So the detectives had him in their car, and they drove him to where he said the items were. They gave him, you know, police buy money and said, hey, tomorrow we'll get the rest. And from there, it just went downhill for this gentleman. He's currently looking at two felonies.
Jeez.
But just kind of an innovative thing, kind of an interesting way for, you know,
sure.
for police to just kind of reel him in and gave him a lot of, according to them, gave them a lot of what they needed to make the case. So good work to Elyria and Lorain police who were also involved. But that was an interesting one. Trying to sell stolen goods, and turns out, well, the gentleman you're selling them to, they want them for another reason, and that's, you know, they're enforcing the law.
Man. What an odd thing to be stealing and then trying to resell on the market. It strikes me as odd.
Yeah, just a skosh.
Yeah,
just a skosh. All right, Dave, we've come to that point in the interview where we get to take a look at some of the finest scanner stories that you came across throughout the course of the week. What do you have for us?
I'll give you two, and they're both local this week, which is a nice one. Dateline Garfield Heights, a disturbance where a resident reports that a man and a woman are in the street. The man yelling that he was performing an exorcism on the woman. They left a green...
It's Halloween. All right. It's that time of year?
That time of year.
It could very well be, yes. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
That's
Go
quite
ahead.
All right. They left a green Pontiac behind, which the resident wanted to be checked for any exorcism issues.
Exorcism issues. Oh, that's interesting.
You never know. I don't know.
Any demons still in there.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe there's still one or two hanging out.
Well, that'd be bad news.
Who are you going to call? And Dateline Northfield Village, public urination reported at the dollar store where there is a male watering the propane tanks.
Oh, boy.
Watering the propane tanks.
I tell you what.
Trying to make them grow big and strong.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I guess that's one way of trying to do it.
Yeah, not the way I think you're supposed to fill them.
Probably not.
No.
I give the winner this week to the exorcism.
Me too.
You know, maybe there were some demons left in that car. They thought Slimer might get in there and start driving it down the street.
It was a green Pontiac bull.
So,
it was green.
Interesting.
So maybe this is Slimer's ride. Who can say?
Maybe the person that was reporting this was drinking some Ecto Cooler.
Mm.
It might have been a little spiked. You never know.
Remember
that's a possibility.
Little high C pouches you used to be able to get that always had Slimer on there?
The Ecto Cooler.
Is that what it was? Oh, my bad. I didn't know that's what it's called. Sorry.
That is a collector's item these days.
I'm sure.
There's a lot of people with that nostalgia.
You don't see a whole lot of high C hanging out anywhere these days.
No, high C was good stuff.
Yeah, maybe it's just because I'm not looking for it like I used to.
Well, I think it's out there. You just really have to dig for it. But it's good stuff.
You're not packing lunches. I mean, you're not packing peanut butter and jelly and a banana.
Yeah,
and
it's been a while since I had the snackable in the fridge.
Good stuff. Well, Dave, always a pleasure to have you in studio, my friend. We appreciate all the updates, and we look forward to doing this again next week.
Sounds good to me. Glad to be here.
All right, Dave, thank you very much. That's Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram. Joining us on the local beat, it's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Stop by and see Jim, Bob, and the entire gang. They are in Elyria on Broad Street, right across from the hospital. They're a trusted name in jewelry, and if you stop by, you'll see why. That's Vandermark Jewelers. We have reached the end of hour number one. In a couple of minutes, Matt will tell us what's going on with the local news. And then Marie Claire Marshall with the ABBA Show, performing at Lorain County Community College's Hoke Theater on November 14th, joins us. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.